In this week's episode, we spill the juice on all the recent celebrity drama. We try to figure out who's got the meanest penis. We talk about Taylor Swift getting engaged. Corey announces his first book of spells. We drag recent flop celebrity interviews. We investigate the Justin Bieber One Direction meth scandal. We talk about our latest Big Brother opinions. And we give our one problem with Caitlyn Jenner's new show. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with the hashtag PsychoBubble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now before we get into this week's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Binge by Tyler Oakley. It's my new book! You can get it at tyleroakleybook.com. It is 50% off on Amazon right now. If you go get it, let me know. But it's behind-the-scenes stuff of Hollywood, YouTube life, my own personal life. Talk about everything from relationships to embarrassing stories to even some celebrity gossip that I've never shared with the world before. If you want to get that, tyleroakleybook.com. That's all. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Is this Corey Cool?
Oh, this is.
Of the hit podcast Psychobabble?
Uh-huh, got it.
You will never guess what the news is.
What?
There's news.
That's the news.
Is this your skit? Oh my God, Corey,
this was not rehearsed.
Wait, you didn't ask who this is.
I hung up, click. Bye.
Ring, 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 ring.
Send a voicemail. Oh.
Hi, this is Tyler. I just called and I was playing a skit. And Corey.
Oh, Tim's playing pretend.
Corey, you hung up on me too soon, but I was going to tell you there's so much pop culture gossip that we need to talk about this week.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Breakfast.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't a nice little breakfast on this table be good
oh
right now?
Oh my God. Imagine.
Ooh. I was picturing poached eggs, and I was
thinking poached eggs. Poached eggs on thick toast with avocado, pepper.
What about like
orange juice?
Like a
yogurt, Go-Gurt.
Is there some sort of meat on there too?
Just stacks of Go-Gurt.
Did you ever freeze a Go-Gurt?
No.
You know, sometimes
no,
in the
not
box,
a fool.
They would be like, "Freeze this Go-Gurt. Tastes like an ice cream treat."
Off. That's like people that freeze grapes. Literally, fuck you.
I freeze my grapes and put them in my white wine. You know that about
me. You're literally
like,
Midwest trash.
Mama's got her ice cubes ready to go. Ready to flow.
They're neither ice nor cubes.
The rapper? Remember Ice Cube then? This is him now. Feel old yet?
I hate it. A whole podcast episode of us explaining memes. But you can't see them. We're just going to talk to you about them.
Feel old yet?
How do you feel about Pepe?
Pepe the frog?
Yeah.
Well, is he a frog?
Mm-hmm.
You know I hate frogs.
I read an exclusive
interview.
They're
the number one thing I'm afraid of.
I know.
I
read an exclusive interview with the artist who drew the original Pepe.
Oh.
And he goes, I don't know why he's always wearing that shirt.
What shirt?
I think he's got a red shirt on. Or maybe a blue shirt. Listen.
Oh.
I'm no Pepe expert.
Pepe expert.
Well, we're not talking. Pepe's not in the news, Corey. But you know who is?
Who's?
You tell me.
I don't know who's in the news.
Will Smith and Jada Smith Pinkett.
They don't care about her.
Oh, my God. You know why I care about her this year?
Because she was in Magic Mike
XXL.
She was good.
But I will say that she
has
that
good. What will you say?
I don't know. What were you going to say? I was just saying what you were saying.
I was going to say, I heard they're getting a divorce after like 19 years.
Think of the children.
17 years.
Willow.
What Willow she do?
Well, she'll whip her hair.
Oh. Oh, my God. She's going to be so mad. She's going to whip her hair back
and
forth.
What do you think that...
Are we making fun of their parents' divorce?
What do you think that child is going to do? What's his name?
Jaden.
God.
Jada.
Do you follow?
Her name's Jada.
His name's Jaden.
Got it.
His name's Will. Her name's Willow.
Oh, my goodness.
You know there's a third kid?
You know what? Jaden's not Jaden's mom.
Spell it out.
Jada's not Jaden's mom.
What?
You know what else is confusing?
There's a Trey Smith, the third child, that no one talks about.
How old?
Well, I don't know. I'm on it.
Maybe he's wants to stay out
he's
of the...
He's 22.
Okay, he's the oldest.
Well...
Oh, maybe Jaden is Jada, and maybe Trey is the one
That's not. Well, this is some interesting stuff. Do you care that they're getting a divorce?
No, but I wish the children the best. I don't care about parents getting divorced. I only care about the welfare of the children. No happy marriage ends in divorce. So divorce.
Wow, that's a good statement.
No happy marriage is about to get divorced. So they're clearly not wanting to be together. I care about is the kids being okay.
Is there a celebrity couple that you just think, wow, they're meant to be together? And if they ever got divorced, then I would think true love doesn't exist.
After the denim on the red carpet.
Justin and Brittany?
Yeah, Justin and Brittany.
They were your forever couple?
Well, when I was younger, I was like, that's it. A-list meets A-list meets A-list.
Oh. See, I'm
the third A-list.
I'm like,
denim.
If I ever hear that Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are getting a divorce, that means true love doesn't exist.
Okay. Well, I don't know who I am.
You know what else is
are.
Confusing?
What?
Who's Meek Mill?
I don't know! Okay, so this Meeks Mills.
Is it Meek or Meek?
Meek.
It's.
Mika. Who's Mika?
No, it's
Mika.
Meek
is a,
Mill.
An artist.
Oh, God. That's
what's that song,
Mika?
Mika?
Happy Ending. This is the way you left me.
Oh, what a good song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I can't believe Nicki Minaj is dating him.
She's not.
Mika.
That's. Is she talking about Meek Mill?
Mika Mill.
So
Mika Mill hates another rapper.
Drake.
Is it Drake? Now, Drake is a rapper. And he dropped... let me tell you everything I know about Drake.
Go.
He dropped an album that had poor penmanship on the title.
Speaking of memes.
Memes.
That they turned his album cover into a meme.
If you're reading this, subscribe to Psychobabble.
Yes. In the Drake... album cover is what it should say. Yeah, tweet that at us.
Yeah, somebody makes that.
Sweet, hold on. The other day, somebody was like, they said a summary of every Psychobabble episode. It was actually pretty funny. They tagged us on Tumblr.
Was it you saying I'm not funny?
But the last one, the very last one was like, oh, last minute, forgot a hashtag. So I was going to say.
Oh, let's make one right now.
Say,
to drag that
come
person.
Up with one right now.
Hashtag.
They won't know.
Oh, let's do a hashtag called Meek Meals, where you take a picture of Meek, whoever that is, and you Photoshop him surrounded in food. Whatever food
so you're
you
taking
want.
A picture of Meek Mill.
Yeah.
But with
and
food around
and
him.
Honestly, you could include a person of anybody because I have no clue what Meek Mill looks like.
I can't, don't think you can just keep saying his
Meek
name.
Meek Mill, that sounds like a Pokemon.
God.
Send us a picture of a Pokemon surrounded by food. Hashtag Meek Meals. Meek Meals.
Yeah.
And then tweet it at Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God.
Just
I
to confuse
this.
And send Trey Smith a hello.
Speaking of this big drama between Meek Mills and Drake that we don't know why it's even happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Azalea Banks got in the mix.
Oh my God, no she didn't.
She said...
Didn't she just go on a tirade about, like, I hate Australian fans?
Yeah, she did.
I was like, honey, you've got seven. You're in no position to ostracize.
She wanted to see Drake's nudes because she said she
who doesn't?
She wants Drake to compare his thing to Meek's.
Does he got that good thing? Or like
I don't
a,
know.
Okay, thing.
I don't know. She said she just wants to see it. I just want to see Drake's nude so I compare his thing to Meek's. Let's see who the real winner is.
Well, here's
she's an idiot. She should have said, let's see who the real wiener is. Gone with the pun. Daddy never goes wrong with a pun.
Stop it. So we're almost at a year of Psychobabble episodes. I think from the very first episode, we started to drag Azalea and say, less Twitter drama, more music. Has anything changed in the last year?
No.
No.
But she ended the tweet rant with, I need to know who has the meanest penis.
Oh my God,
and I think
same.
That's a
same.
Legit
Okay. Who got the meanest penis? Meanest penis?
Yeah. No, just penis. Meanest right. penis.
That's a slant rhyme.
That should be
okay.
your hashtag for the week.
Hashtag meanest penis.
Yeah.
Send us your favorite.
What?
Send us your favorite. Meek Mill's picture. I am not telling you to do anything.
Wow. I don't think you're allowed to say that.
You know what you're really not allowed to say?
What?
Speaking of things,
this is a good time for me to bring up my annual, my
Katy
weekly
Perry.
Katy Perry Jesus. Talk.
Yeah.
So.
What's new?
She's still trying to get that convent from the nuns,
okay.
But.
Now she's suing them.
There was a lawsuit all along.
Okay.
They ruled that they can't sell it to the other woman. It's still not
Who's
Katie's.
Who's the other woman?
This woman tried to swoop in and buy the
Meek
convent.
Mila?
She wants to turn it into a boutique hotel. And Katie just wants to live there.
Oh, my God. Well, Katie's...
Let Katie live.
Okay.
What's Gaga up to? Do you want to plug something she's doing?
Gaga just finished the Cheek to Cheek tour, and that's about it. You know what's really going on with Katy Perry? She is getting shaded with a left shark emerging during the performance of Bad Blood on Taylor Swift's tour.
You know, Taylor.
I was like, you know.
You put your foot in your mouth with the Nicki Minaj thing.
Uh-huh.
You...
We never talked about the Nicki Minaj thing, which, I mean, it's all kind of blown over now. The worst part was...
Let's drag it back up to the top of the news feed.
The worst part was just everyone else getting involved. I did like, what's his head? Who's that short little man?
Who?
He had that big song this year.
A short
Too
man
Hot
with
Goddamn.
Bruno Mars?
Yes, Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars tweeting about... Oh, all this drama. I want to get in on it. And who did he... What was he tweeting?
I think he said something to Ed Sheeran. Yeah. I don't know. I was more concerned about Katie, Taylor, and Nicki.
Okay.
I mean, I just think Taylor was a little hypocritical to be saying, like, women against women and pitting them against each other.
I was glad Katie tweeted what she tweeted, even though it needed an editor.
It was a little bit of a psychobabble.
Yeah.
I saw on the news after that, Kim Kardashian tweeted at the head of Twitter that she wanted an edit button. I know, but then they tried to bring back the article and they were like, right, and if there were an edit button,
Katie
could have fixed her tweet.
God bless.
And everyone in the comments of the article when I read it, they were like, this is a reach trying to bring back up this Katie story.
It ain't a reach. Tweets live forever, honey.
They do?
And so do your typos.
Tweepos. Type O.
Now that we're talking a little bit about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I heard she's getting engaged.
No. Oh, I heard them try to talk
about
that.
I read that Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris are engaged. Do you think it's true? Do you care?
Okay, girl, you can't just say...
Do you believe in love?
If people have been dating for 4 months or however long, you can't just be like, they're engaged.
Don't
like,
try to drag me down.
Taylor,
speaking of drag me down...
Taylor is the type who's going
to
date someone for 3 to 4 years. And then she's going to...
So 4 albums of that one person.
Yeah. And then for the rest of her life. You know, Dolly Parton's got 90 albums. Taylor's going to have a whole...
I'm okay with that. I mean, here's the thing. As long as she is talking about love, then I'm good to buy that album.
You want to hear some love story?
Yeah.
You want to hear some mine? You
want to hear some I like Taylor at her happiest because I feel like she makes her best music. So yeah. If she's with Calvin and she's happy and that's what's getting her going, then good for her. You know, I heard this is a very Taylor Swift heavy news week. Taylor Swift is being considered by John Green, allegedly. I can't confirm or deny because I mean we could text him and ask him, but
get dad on the phone.
I read an article.
How to text.
This article says John Green is considering Taylor Swift to star in Looking for Alaska. Now Paper Towns just came out. Fault in Our Stars was a huge success. Paper Towns was also. Obviously, Looking for Alaska would be next. Taylor Swift does have some acting chops.
Did you?
She was in that one film.
New Year's Eve.
Nope.
Yes.
Well, she was, but she was in that other one.
I don't know.
The one, you know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
That one, a dystopian novel.
No.
Where she
no.
is, they're in a village, and it's not the village, but they're in a village, and you, she also has to... she sings a song in it, I think.
Hunger Games?
And nope.
Valentine's Day?
Nope, not one bit. And they're all there. And then there's a piano, I believe. And somebody is playing the piano and somebody dies. I think Philip Seymour Hoffman might be in it. And I also may have made that up.
This is like,
Meryl Streep's in it.
Oh.
The Giver.
She's in The Giver?
I may have made that up. Is she in The Giver?
I don't know. You're so good at this game.
Well, regardless, would you like Looking for Alaska with Taylor Swift? Did you read Looking for Alaska?
No, I need to read it.
Get with it.
I was going to say she tweeted, I think it was when we were at VidCon, mm-hmm. she tweeted and said that John Green was her favorite author.
Well,
it would make sense that she was in Looking for Alaska. I got distracted there because I was thinking of how she tweeted that John Green was her favorite author, but didn't tag him in the tweet.
Oh my God.
But then he replied to the tweet.
So he searches his indirects.
No, I'm sure somebody told him. Big news.
Nope, he searches his indirects. I can't believe he searches his indirects. How embarrassing.
Have to get him in.
Now that we're talking about John Green, he said he wanted to be on an episode.
Him in and have him bring his new co-star, Taylor Swift.
Easy breezy. Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's just convenient that it worked.
I mean,
it was just a scheduling
thing. While they're together,
we would have had just John, but
right.
I mean, if he's going to bring Taylor.
If she's going to be there, we can find another microphone. Now that we're talking a little bit about John Green, let's talk about that Paper Towns interview. Did you see it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
They called her Carla.
From the get-go. Okay, this is as both an interviewer and sometimes...
Here's the backstory.
Here's the backstory. So, Cara... How do you say your last name?
Delevingne.
She stars in the new movie Paper Towns by John Green. They're currently in a media blitz, so she was doing interviews with every witch person. So, not a witch person.
Witch person. I would love to do an interview with a witch person.
Oh my God! In my next interview.
And they'd be like, no.
Oh my God! Me on my next red carpet, I want to be a witch.
You are obsessed with witches.
Listen.
Snitches get witches. Witches get.
If you were a witch, would you use a wand, an orb, a staff? What would be your magical thing?
Pick up an orb and hit people in the head.
No, I'm talking to cast a spell. Because you can use an orb to, like,
oh, I would have a book of spells. You know how organized I am.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be like, oh, and it would be an alphabet.
Would it be Binge by Tyler Oakley?
No,
it'd
be
available at Binge.
My spells would be in alphabetical order, and it would be a bigger bestseller than Binge.
Well?
Yeah. A book of spells by Corey, sponsored by me. I can't wait for my first spell book to come out.
Oh my God, what if I did a spell book?
So then Cara Delevingne, or Cara,
okay,
was
Cara Delevingne
doing
was
an interview
with,
for Paper Towns.
I think it was Sacramento or something.
News.
Yeah, well.
They were annoying. I watched the interview.
They were stupid and annoying.
One of our friends tried to come for her on Facebook and had a million comments about how they all supported him and they thought she was being a bitch. And I was like, oh, no, no,
if
no,
somebody
no,
called
no,
me
no,
Taylor
no.
from the get-go of an interview. But then again, I don't really give a fuck. But I can only imagine after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of interviews how starting that
oh,
off.
Oh, my God. And it was like first thing in the morning. Yeah. And it's like, and yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I would be a little annoyed. And it's like exactly John Green wrote a letter coming to her defense.
I accidentally touched the thing on
my
chair.
Yeah, I used one of my book of spells.
Was that
no,
your spell?
Shut up.
And my chair went down all the way. Was that a spell?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, continue. John Green wrote a thing.
So he was just saying
I
did too. Just saying that it's unfair because she's always asked if she read the book as opposed to when she read the book. And it's just, I do agree that their questions were a little pointed and they were a little annoying.
Yeah.
A lot annoying.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. She can be sarcastic. I'm a big
fan of
sarcasm.
This happened, I think, while I was in London, and it was all over the newspapers. I saw somebody reading a newspaper on the tube, and it was like,
oh, on the tube, did you?
Yeah. And there was a huge article on a page that was like, dumb American news anchors don't understand sarcasm.
Oh my God.
That was the headline. And I was like, actually, yeah, that's about it. That's about all there is to it. Speaking of interviews, did you see the one with, it just happened, Fantastic Four people, Michael B. Jordan and Kate Mara? They were in an interview with, I think, a radio station. And basically, one of the DJs was like talking about how, why did you cut your hair if you're trying to be like a sexy character? And then apparently in the movie, they're supposed to be brother and sister, but clearly one is African-American, one is white. And the interviewers cannot understand or comprehend how they could ever be related or something. So they keep, like, questioning them over and over. Did you see this interview
no.
or not?
And then, I'm already annoyed to the point where I don't want to.
And first they talk about them being brother and sister and how they can't handle it. Then they talk about the hair. And the guy says, you're way, way hot. Why would you cut the hair? Your hair was beautiful. And then he keeps bringing it up throughout the interview. Like, to her face, your hair was beautiful. Why'd you cut your hair? Like, why would you do that for a role if you're supposed to be a sexy character? Blah, 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 blah. And then... the worst part is,
how do these people have jobs? If they need someone to do an interview, come on, Psychobabble. We'll take care of you. And we won't ask you stupid questions. I mean, we probably will ask you stupid questions, but
they won't be offensive. Well, here's what happened. He goes, what would you cut your hair for? He asked again, not satisfied with the answer. They asked me to, she patiently said. I'm an actress. I have to be a chameleon. And then the guy wouldn't let it go. And then he says to her, I'm a toe guy. Your toes are fine. How creepy in the middle of an interview to be like judging her on her hair, complaining that she cut her hair. And then she's like, well, I'm an actor. And then he looks down at her toes and says, well, I'm a toe guy anyway. So I like your toes.
I hate everything.
Can you imagine that whole situation?
I hate everything about this man and this person and whoever this was.
Will you be seeing Fantastic Four?
Actually, no.
No?
You know
who
I don't really care for?
Who? I know you don't like him.
I just don't know why I don't like Miles Teller.
I like Miles Teller.
I will
what
say.
What was that one movie I liked him in?
I don't know. Stupid One is the one you liked. Yeah. You should see Whiplash. That movie is great, and I don't love Miles Teller. I don't know why.
What was the one I liked? What was it?
I don't know. That stupid one about that stupid. That was a horrible movie.
Okay, well, what about Michael B. Jordan? I like Michael B. Jordan. I loved him in that Zac Efron movie.
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, my God. He was so hot.
You're thinking of that stupid high school Miles Teller movie with Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
The Spectacular Now.
I liked that. I liked it.
It was awful. It glamorized teen drinking in a stupid way.
I will say, yeah, I didn't like the final
and showed,
message.
Like, no consequences to being an alcoholic
in
high school.
Okay, please stop yelling.
Don't drink, kids.
Or drink responsibly if you're of age.
Well, and don't see The Spectacular Now.
So and if you do, put it on mute and instead play Drag Me Down by One Direction over and over and over. Speaking of Drag Me Down, did you see Zayn's tweet to the boys when they released the single?
And he said it was like a sick song.
Yeah, it's got 500,000 retweets. When will your compliment ever?
I didn't compliment the song because I don't love it.
You don't like it? Wow, there goes your career.
You know what it's
You're
missing?
You're going to get dragged.
You know what it's missing?
Directioners want Corey Cool dead.
You know what it's missing?
What is it missing?
Zayn. Oh!
I gotta agree. I'm missing his
falsetto, bro.
I don't think the song misses the mark. I think it's just it having been spoiled by Zayn's vocals for the past few years.
Daddy was spoiled.
I think they need to find their sweet spot without him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Drag Me Down accomplishes that. Now that Zayn is solo and signed his new record label, how do you feel?
I was like, they were all just tweeting love to each other. I mean, our predictions about Zayn rejoining the band is probably far off.
I know. I'm a little disappointed that they're not following through with
so
our
So the fifth member will be Louis' baby.
Louis's baby?
Louis. Ferdinand Jesus Tomlinson.
Is that what we named him?
You named him Franklin the Turtle. Anyways, I saw Zayn's tweet, and then
will there ever be an episode where we don't say the word turtle?
Turtle. And this episode's brought to you by Franklin the Turtle.
No. Go back. We were so close to not talking about turtles.
This is your fault.
Stop it.
Now who?
Speaking of turtles, let's talk about hairy turtles. And by hairy turtles, I mean dogs. And by dogs, I mean Lady Gaga's dog, Ariana Grande's dog, and Miranda Kerr's dog. Do you know what they all have in common?
I literally tried to give you a perfect segue into Gaga 10 minutes ago.
Well, here I am.
And you were like, I don't know what
you.
She's up to.
No. She's not up to anything. Let's talk about her dog.
What's her dog name? Asia.
Asia.
I don't like that dog.
Oh, my God. I guess, like, don't be rude.
And all the Gaga.
What did that dog do to you?
It has
Besides
a commercial.
Serve looks.
Remember when she was like, big announcement today, and then her dog stole her Instagram for 6 hours?
I don't like it when pop stars pose as their animals on social media.
Britney did it first.
I know.
And Britney did it best.
And Britney had
Mother knows best.
Britney had a conversation with her dog on Twitter, back and forth, and then somebody screenshotted it and posted it on Tumblr and goes, Queen of Pop having a conversation with herself, posing as her own dog.
Speaking of talking to their dog, I mean, this is a segue real quick.
No. We're still talking about those dogs having a deal with Coach.
Okay, I don't care. I don't care about dogs, and I don't care about Coach.
Coach? What? Coach?
My dad used to watch the show Coach.
What is that show about?
Football.
No.
Are you going to tell me a story about these dogs and their coach purses?
No, I'm not. What was you going to say?
Did you see on Big Brother when Shelly went HOH a few weeks ago and got a letter from her dog?
Oh, my God. I guess if I'm ever on Big Brother and I get a letter from
I'm only sending you letters from
Franklin the Turtle.
Franklin the Turtle.
No, so every week, if whoever's in charge of the house that week, for people that don't
if
get
If you're
it,
not watching Big Brother, get your life
yeah,
together.
Get your life together. If you're in charge of the house that week, that means you won the competition and you get to decide kind of who goes home-ish.
Right.
But you get a letter from home. And usually it's from, like, your mom or your boyfriend or whatever. This girl gets a letter from her dog.
I will say she won 2 out of 3 weeks in a row. So she had gotten a letter from her family. Then 2 weeks later, I mean, they probably didn't have anything new to say to her in 2 weeks' time.
So it was literally like, bark, bark.
Bark, bark. Good job, Mama.
Hope you're doing
Shelley.
Well in the house, Mom.
Ruff,
bark, ruff. Ruff, ruff. Who would you want a letter from?
If I were on Big Brother?
Yeah.
My mom. Only my mom.
Okay, well, you're getting one from me.
I wouldn't want one from you. Am I going in the Big Brother house?
No. This is an intervention. The CBS crew is here. You're being taken away.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding.
That would be such a fun treat.
I will say, if
know
you
know what else would be a fun treat?
Oh my god,
an
beef
ice
jerky.
Cream cone.
Oh,
I thought more of those poached eggs and that thick
yeah,
toast
thick,
with
thick,
some
thick.
Like
you got that thick
pork
thick,
shoulder
good.
And yeah.
I think let's play a game where we kind of have to guess what the other person would want if they won HOH.
Okay.
So you get an album.
Yes.
You would want Kaleidoscope Heart by
Sarah Bareilles.
Or Teenage Dream.
Yeah, but I was going to say, or, like, since Big Brother films during the summer and they go in like, end of June and they're there until September.
Oh, my God.
Like,
imagine if Katy Perry dropped an album
right,
and I got to surprise you with an
right.
The new album.
Well, that's what
you
on,
would freak
last
out.
Seasons of, on last season of Big Brother, that's what happened with Frankie Grande.
Oh, yeah, he got his sister's album.
He got Ariana Grande's album
oh,
had
Lord
come out.
Oh, knows. He already had it. He already heard the demos.
No, they said in the live feeds that he
was living.
Had only heard, like, five of the songs or something.
Okay, what album would
good
I want?
Good story. You would want... Chumbawamba.
No!
Kidding. You would want Born This Way.
Actually, part of me kind of thinks that I would want...
You would want Part of Me by Katy Perry?
No. Oh. Part of me thinks that I would...
Part of Me by Katy Perry.
Part of me thinks that I might want the latest now. I feel like you would want the latest now. That's
the
what
newest
I call music.
Now.
Because then I would like
do
fill you in on all the music
that... Do
you
have that sick compilation CD? I would send you Kids Bop as a joke.
Oh my god. That would be funny though.
I'd send you the one where they cover I Love It by Icona Pop and they're like, I drove my car across the bridge.
Instead of into a bridge?
Yes.
Right now I think I would want what's that album I'm obsessed with right now?
I don't know. I don't follow
with that
you
country
on Spotify.
Woman.
Oh, you would want Kacey Musgraves.
I can't stop listening to it. It's been like a month and I literally haven't stopped listening to it. It's so good. Well, okay. Okay, and then you also get candy or, like, snacks.
Oh, you would want gummy bears.
Always, yeah. I would want gummies or sour gummies or gummy bears.
Oh, you would want those peach rings.
No, well, here's the hard thing.
You would probably win HOH, like, every other week, so I'd have to, like, mix it up.
Wow, you think I'm that talented and smart and
no,
because
when we played Big Brother for my birthday, you only won one HOH.
Strategically.
Oh, is that what your strategy was?
My strategy was to ride...
My
dirty.
Coattails make me look like the threatening, strong jock that I am.
Okay.
Is there any other hard-hitting news?
You know what I've been loving right now? Besides watching Big Brother every week, I am also loving every Sunday I Am Kate.
We watched it last
night. We watched it last
night.
I really liked it. I mean, I think it's powerful. It's important. It's new. It's never before seen.
I was going to say.
It feels like it's like so fresh.
And I like that she's having important conversations
right.
and meeting with people who are trying to show her the privilege that she has.
Right.
And that
it would be
not
so
every
easy.
Transition is as welcomed and as like publicized in a good light. As obviously hers is.
It would be so easy for E to just have it be a Real
a Kardashian.
Housewives or a Kardashian
oh my God.
Type of
I was
show.
Very nervous.
Because that's what it felt like it could have been.
It
because
feels...
obviously she lives a life of like privilege and elegance and like could be, it could have just been a right. drama type of show.
If you're not watching I Am Kate with Caitlyn Jenner, I would honestly say do it. It's eye opening.
It's so good.
And it's good. Last night when we watched it, I was like, living.
I felt like I was learning and living and
I just like every time a commercial came on I was like, no, go back. I want to watch more.
It is edited like a Kardashian show. So it's like you got those cliffhangers, you got those like dramatic
that's
pauses.
Just all TV
but
right
I mean
now.
I was like, I like it. But I think it's like really raw and honest. I will say during the premiere I did have to roll my eyes a couple of times because they had those very I mean Michael Buckley was talking about it in his recap of the episode. I have to accept the fact that at the end of the day, it is a Kardashian spinoff.
Right.
And any Kardashian legacy includes making that money, honey.
Right.
So you had, you know, Kanye West making an appearance to show his new line of shoes.
He did
you
say
had,
like a good... He did have a good quote from the
sure,
episode,
sure.
but I
took
it
to show his shoes.
Right, I noticed it, and just the way that it was all happened within the same.
Then you
five
got,
minutes.
And then you got Kylie coming in, and
was that I don't even know which
Kendall. I don't know those children.
One
you
of
got
those.
One of those Kardashian children, the Jenners or something, coming in, being like, "Oh, I love your new look. Let me add extensions to your hair
from my
and
new. Extension
if I'm
going to
pick
line.
Some extensions, let's use my extension line available now."
It just seemed
I was
weird
just
because
like, okay.
when they did. That Caitlyn was saying she hadn't introduced herself as Caitlyn to that child yet.
Right.
She was saying, I don't know, I should know which Jenner it was.
I think it was
Kylie.
Kendall.
But I was like, that just, I don't know, it felt, and maybe they were lying to us. We don't know if that was truly the
right,
first
right.
time they met. But I will say, all in all, It is a good,
it's a good show.
It makes me miss Transparent, which, mm-hmm. if you didn't watch the first season of
when
that.
When does that come back? Oh, my God.
I'm thinking sometime this fall.
Okay, so little update. I'm all caught up on House of Cards.
Oh, so incredible. You're done with season three.
Done with season three. So good. If you don't watch House of Cards, here's the good news. It makes you feel smart, but I'm like, I feel, I know.
That's why I watch Grey's Anatomy.
I know I'm dumb, but I feel smart watching.
And I will say Veep makes me feel that way too.
Veep was so good. Am I all caught up on Veep?
I don't know your life.
I'm all caught up on Big Brother. What else? Transparent, I'm all caught up. I'm not all caught up on Orange is the New Black.
You're not?
I know. Well, I spread it out because I feel like, you know, you have to wait so long. I still have to catch up on The Comeback. I'm almost done with that.
I was just completely complaining that there's no TV on right now.
I have so
it's
much
only
to catch
Big Brother
on.
For
I'm
me.
Saving all my stuff to watch because I have to sit
saving
there. I have to sit there and sign books. Oh. So right now I have to sign like 20,000
so
copies
of people are
of Binge.
Getting autographed copies of your books.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. I'll tell you guys the details of how to get like a signed copy. I'm not sure if that's out yet, but I'm signing 20 or 25,000 copies, so it takes a long, long time. So I have to like sit there and just sign.
Your life is so lucky. I just want to watch TV and
so I just sit there and watch The Comeback or Orange is the New Black. Or
you know what
House
you need is a shorter signature.
I know. Oh my God. And my signature has a heart in it. I'm an idiot.
You're so dumb.
It takes so long to sign each book.
Sometimes when you sign your posters and I help you with that and you forget to do a heart because you're like in the zone, I just pull the poster away and don't remind
you
that
you don't
didn't
let
put
that one person have a
yeah,
heart.
So if you've ever gotten an autographed Tyler Oakley poster and it doesn't have a heart, I'm to blame. So come for me, Direction fans, Gaga fans, and the one girl who didn't get a heart on her poster.
Okay, before we go, there's one last thing.
I was like,
thing.
You should go because you have to literally go sign
I know,
books.
I know. But before we go, there's one last thing I wanted to talk about. Did you see the little Snapchat of Justin Bieber, Cody Simpson, and Niall Horan with a pipe on their table as they're playing music?
A corn cob pipe and a button nose.
No, the
and
article.
Two eyes made out of coal.
Shut the fuck up. The article said that it was a crystal meth pipe, but I was like, honey, not that I've ever seen a crystal meth pipe, but that ain't no crystal meth pipe.
What kind of pipe is it? A corn cob pipe?
It's sure, yes, a corn cob pipe. But I was like, they wouldn't be that dumb to leave a crystal meth pipe. Or maybe they would. I don't know. Children.
They were
days.
Smoking weed, I'm sure.
The weed?
They were smoking the weed.
Have you seen that one? It's a clip from Teen Mom, I think. And it's one of the moms talking to the daughter that's addicted to weed or something. She goes to rehab for weed. And she goes, you were smoking what? And she goes, weed. And then the mom goes, weed? But then it's a voiceover over and over of somebody doing a voiceover for it. And it's just a close-up of the mom going, weed, weed, weed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I left the conversation 3 minutes ago. Be sure to follow at Corey Cool on Twitter and all over the internet. I've got a very cool Tumblr.
You were smoking weed?
It's got memes and stuff. It doesn't have that weed video, but...
Have you ever smoked crystal meth?
And you should also subscribe to iTunes. I mean, us. We're on iTunes at Psychobabble. And, Tyler,
answer
I guess.
Answer my question.
No.
Good answer. Okay, well, if you want to follow me, I don't smoke crystal meth. I am.
Not since the incident.
Not
since.
Oh, my God. I was about to say something. I've never smoked it. Okay, I got to go.
I'm going to Snapchat
Jesus
you with.
Peace.
Follow me on Snapchat so I can set up Tyler. I'm going to put drug paraphernalia and I'm going to snap
what,
you.
The worst drug paraphernalia that I mean, what's.
I'm going to put like those candy cigarettes on your table.
Put gummy vitamins and candy cigarettes and be like, look at all the drugs.
Look at
hashtag exposed. It's like drugs strewn all over my signed copies of Binge.
Well,
anyway,
now you
gotta
know
go.
Why it's titled the way it is.
Oh my God. Whoa, too real. Gotta go. P.S. Before we go, I am up for 2 Teen Choice Awards this year. I won both of them last year because you guys voted. Now we're up for 2 more again. I am up for Choice Webstar Male, and I am also up for Choice YouTuber. So if you want to go vote for those, the link is vote.teenchoice.com if you're in the U.S., or you can vote on Twitter just by using the hashtags hashtag Choice YouTuber and hashtag Choice Webstar Male. So all you gotta do is tweet hashtag Choice Webstar Male at Tyler Oakley. And then to vote the other one, you vote hashtag Choice YouTuber and at Tyler Oakley. So does that make sense? You can vote once a day up until the actual votes are ended. So vote once a day if you want to vote for me for each of those categories. I would love you forever if you did. That's all. I'm Tyler Oakley on everywhere. Subscribe on iTunes so quick. Leave us a review. And don't be mean in it.
Oh, yeah. Go give us a fun review.
Oh, my God. And let's have a – if they've never given a review, somehow include the word –
chicken
in your review, and we'll know that you came from this episode.
Yeah, go do it. Just go live a little.
Don't be a chicken. Subscribe today. Bye.
Bye.